making your trip to work easier.
Can't do much about the kids. Sorry.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
The NFL Combine is going on. If you don't know what that is, it's basically a big job interview. It's where high school seniors, or college seniors rather, that have been invited, that are up for the NFL draft. And they go and they do their measurements and all that stuff, how far they can, how fast they can run, how high they can jump, all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, they actually ask them interview questions, too.
Good. Good.
And they've been pretty famous over the years for their strange interview questions.
They've okay.
been leaked out over time. And USA Today put together a list of what they called the strangest questions ever to come from the NFL Combine. And it got us to thinking about strange questions you've received when you were on a job interview. 280-1025. For instance, do you find your mother attractive?
What?
That's a fantastic question.
Good gracious.
What in the world?
When did you lose your virginity?
No. That doesn't even seem legal. Can you do that?
I think it's legal. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't think it would be if you were in a regular job interview.
No, that's true.
No.
I'm not sure.
I really want to,
but I agree with you, Colin. It doesn't sound legal.
It doesn't sound PC at all.
Would you rather be a cat or a dog?
Cat.
Are you serious?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you see how much they nap?
Oh, that Very is
little.
True.
Very little what to do in their life.
That's true.
Dogs sleep a lot, too.
I know, but I have to go to school sometimes, obedience school, kenneled. Mm-mm. Not me. Free man. Free cat.
They really want you in the NFL when you're a cat.
Meow.
Tough guy.
You're right. You only see defenses like barking, like we're a pack of wild dogs.
Right. I can't block, but I can hiss.
What do you mean we're 0-16?
How about this one? Would you share your internet history with us?
Absolutely not.
Are we all answering that? you're like, Kurt answered.
No, I would never. No. And it's not that it's that
no.
there's nothing in there. It's just no.
No, I don't. You're not going to use anything against me, like any of my WebMD searches. And what does this mean? What does that mean?
How frustrating would this be? What color is butter?
White or yellow?
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
If you had, how many ways could you use a brick in 1 minute?
Oh, sure, you could build, destroy,
hit you over the head.
Hit you over the head.
How many different ways can you think of to use a paperclip? What kind of fish are you?
Jimmy a lock.
Yeah. What kind of fish am I?
So these are the kind of questions you get.
Okay.
This is what's keeping me out of the NFL.
That's right.
Oh, couldn't get past these doozies.
Because you said cat. 280-1025, weird job interview questions that you've been asked. Julie, what was the question?
What would I do if he gave me $10,000? What would I do with it? And at that point, I was just really tired, and I started laughing. And I said, I would go on vacation. And I figured that just did it, you know. And he goes, that was the question, the answer that I was looking for. Yes, and I'm like, whatever. And I got hired there, and it was the worst job ever. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. I should have known it after that question.
So they gave you the $10,000, huh?
What's that?
They never gave you the $10,000.
No, they never sent me on vacation, but I wasn't there very long.
Got
for
it.
Good reason.
Oh, that's funny. Great.
Thank you, Julie. Take care.
Bye-bye.
My husband just texted me and said someone once asked him, why is a manhole cover round?
Sarah, you got things there. Hang on.
Oh. Is it because the hole is round?
Well, I would assume.
See, I asked him if it was maybe for the fire department, like there's an actual reason for that you would have to know that, but he said no, it was for another job. And I'm assuming it's because the hole itself is round. That has to be the right answer, right?
I guess that's what the only thing I could think of.
I'm texting back. What was the right answer?
don't let that be seen on your internet history.
Now, listen, I do have to disclose. This could just be a dirty joke that he didn't intend for me to put on the air. If you know the punchline, don't call with it.
Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. What were morning. You? Yeah, good morning. What were you asked?
I was asked, what kind of cookie are you?
Oh, now, come on. What did you say?
Well, of course, I was like, I'm a sugar cookie because I'm so sweet.
Well, that's a good answer.
Okay.
That's very good.
Did you get the job?
Yes, I did.
You did? You still there?
No, it was just a part-time job, just for fun. Yeah. So.
Sugar cookie's
who
good.
Who is the boss of this part-time job that thinks they have to interview like this?
Right.
Okay.
And it was... You know, it was a retail support
job.
Of
course, naturally, yes.
A full-time, you know, professional career that, you know, and I'm like, what? What kind of cookie am I?
Somebody on their first power trip job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come up with the most idiotic question I can. All
and
right.
Was there a
thank
wrong
you.
Answer?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Yes. Molasses.
Molasses.
That's the wrong answer.
Isn't it? Okay. I mean, come on. Couldn't we come up with a couple?
I wouldn't even think of that one.
Molasses, almond.
Vanilla wafer because you're just sort of plain.
What did you? Lady fingers.
Lady fingers. Oh, don't even get. You're not even a cookie.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.